Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes equal opportunities for every section of society as key to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat. Campaigning gains momentum in Bihar Assembly polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with BJP NDA workers under Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program this evening. Mahagathbandhan names Rashtriya Janata Dal leader Tejaswi Yadav as its chief ministerial candidate for Bihar Assembly elections. Domestic equity market Sensex surges over 700 points in the afternoon trade, while Nifty advances 26,000 mark. International Court of Justice asks Israel to uphold human rights and cooperate with United Nations for civilian relief in Gaza. And in men's cricket, India set a target of 265 runs against Australia in Adelaide in the second ODI of a three-match series. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed that equal opportunities for every section of society, especially for the weakest and the marginalized section, is required to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat. She was addressing the gathering after unveiling of the bust of former President K. R. Narayanan at Raj Bhavan in Kerala today. Highlighting the contribution made by former President K. R. Narayanan, the president said he left behind a legacy of integrity, compassion, and high democratic spirit.
As our nation moved ahead to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat, it is essential to ensure that all citizens, especially the weakest and most marginalized, get equal opportunities to realize their dreams. Sri K. R. Narayanan has left behind a rich legacy of morality, integrity, compassion, and democratic spirit. As we remember him today, let us draw inspiration from his life, which was dedicated to nation building, to create a more inclusive, just, and compassionate India.
President Murmu said Mr. Narayanan devoted his life to nation building and in shaping a more inclusive country. She said K.R. Narayanan firmly believed that education is the base of civilization and it is essential for the development of any society. Election campaigning has gained momentum for the first phase in Bihar for the assembly elections. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and senior BJP leaders are canvassing in support of the NDA candidates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually engage in dialogue with workers of BJP NDA at around 6 p.m. this evening under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program. In a social media post, Mr. Modi underlined that the BJP NDA workers are steadfast in the field with unprecedented energy and dedication to ensure the victory of BJP NDA in the Bihar Assembly elections. He said that their participation at every level of the organization, from public outreach to dialogue, is NDA's greatest strength. Mahagathbandhan in Bihar Assembly polls has declared Rashtriya Janata Dal leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav as its chief ministerial candidate for the Assembly elections 2025. Congress election observer and former Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot announced this today at a joint press conference held in Patna.
I would like to say to Mr. Khadge, Mr. Rahul Gandhi and all my colleagues that we have decided in this election as the next Chief Minister, we accept Mr. Tejaswi Yadav, who is a young man with a long future and he has a commitment towards the state. Last time when he gave a slogan for job opportunities or other promises he made, he stood up for them.
Mr. Gehlot also announced that if the Mahagathbandhan forms the government, the chief of the Vikashil Insan Party, Mukesh Sahni, will be appointed the deputy chief minister. Speaking on this occasion, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav expressed gratitude to the alliance leaders for declaring him as the chief ministerial face. We have more from our correspondent.
After the announcement of the assembly election schedule in Bihar, leaders from the Rashtriya Janata Dal, Congress, Vikasshil Insan Party, the three left parties and the Indian Inclusive Party led by I.P. Gupta participated in the first joint press conference of the Grand Alliance at Patna. CPIML General Secretary Dipankar Bhattacharya said the issue of seats where more than one candidate from the Grand Alliance is contesting will be resolved and if necessary nominations will be withdrawn. Meanwhile, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav alleged that the NDA has no vision. He said the NDA is merely copying the issues raised by the Grand Alliance. Mr. Yadav further said that all Jivika Didis or community mobilizers and contractual employees would be given permanent government jobs. On the other hand, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Giriraj Singh said that out of fear of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the opposition has declared Tejaswi Prasad Yadav as the Chief Ministerial face of the Grand Alliance. He claimed that this decision was made under pressure from RJD President Lalu Prasad Yadav. Meanwhile, campaigning for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections has gained momentum. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar addressed an election rally in Saran district, while BJP President JP Nadda will address public meetings in Aurangabad and Vaisali district today. Candidates and leaders of the Grand Alliance are also actively campaigning across various constituencies. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Addressing an election rally in Goh in Aurangabad district in support of the NDA candidates, BJP National President JP Nadda alleged that the Mahagathbandhan is a symbol of destruction. He said Tejaswi Yadav has been declared the chief ministerial candidate by the Mahagathbandhan. He said the people of Bihar are well aware of the record of governance under the Rashtriya Janata Dal and Congress. He said the NDA represents development, and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have made every effort to ensure Bihar's overall development. The Bharatiya Janata Party has raised the questions over the seat-sharing arrangement within the Mahagathbandhan. Criticizing the Mahagathbandhan, BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad said there are 243 seats and the alliance is contesting on 255 seats. He also questioned the credibility of the Mahagathbandhan's promise to provide a job for every household in Bihar. Home Minister Amit Shah today laid the foundation stone for the sixth lane of Shantipura-Koraj GIDC road in Sanand, Ahmedabad. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel was also present on this occasion. The sixth lane, having a total length of 28.8 kilometers, will include widening of service roads on both sides, 13 bridges and a six-lane high bridge. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the government's $8 billion US dollar package to rejuvenate country's shipbuilding and maritime ecosystem is not a routine budget line, but a signal of ambition. Sharing an article posted by Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbanand Sonowal, the Prime Minister said the article explains how the growing and resilient industrial base with Make in India impetus and efforts to modernize ports have provided the country with a unique advantage. In a series of social media posts, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted how next-generation GST reforms has given a boost to the economic confidence of the country. He said that Indian auto exports have also hit a record 31.4 lakh units in this financial year so far. The GST Bajat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting people across all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Tripura.
The new GST reforms are a major boost for Tripura's rural artisans, farmers, and small-scale traders. Across various sectors, tax burdens have eased significantly, making local goods affordable and competitive. In the handloom textile sector, GST on fabrics priced up to 2,500 rupees has moved from 12% to 5%, benefiting over 1 lakh weaving households. In the tea industry, the tax rate on packaged and instant tea has been reduced from 18% to 5%, lowering retail and export costs. In food processing, the GST on queen pineapple and fruit juices has been cut from 12% to 5%, benefiting micro and small units. These reductions improve the cost competitiveness of the state's traditional crafts and agro products, helping people reach wider markets and secure higher earnings and energize Tripura's economy. With Samarth, Richu Jaiswal for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he will join the ASEAN summit virtually. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he held a conversation with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim and congratulated him on Malaysia assuming the ASEAN chairmanship. The Prime Minister also conveyed his wishes for the success of the upcoming summits and reaffirmed his commitment to further deepening of the ASEAN-India Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. The 47th ASEAN summit, along with other summits, will be held in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia from the 26th to the 28th of this month. The International Court of Justice, ICJ, has said that Israel is obligated to uphold international human rights laws in the Palestinian territories and work with the United Nations to provide relief to the civilian people in Gaza. The basic needs include food, water, shelter, fuel, and medical services. In a scathing opinion, the ICJ remarked that Israel has to respect the prohibition on the use of starvation of civilians as a method of warfare and must ensure that the essential supplies of daily life are provided to the people in the Palestine territories. The panel of 11 judges said Israel has to support relief efforts provided by the United Nations in the Gaza Strip for Palestine refugees. Meanwhile, Israel's foreign ministry has strongly rejected the opinion, calling it politicization of international law, which seeks to produce political outcomes. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and Nifty today, rallied after the holiday break as investor sentiment turned positive ahead of a likely US-India trade deal. The Nifty 50 index crossed the 26,000 mark for the first time after September 2024. More from our correspondent.
The two benchmark indices extended their impressive run and rose around 0.8%. The Sensex surged 720 points to 85,146, while the Nifty increased 195 points to 26,064 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, buying was seen across all the sectors, including auto, IT, PSU bank. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange was trading mixed. The mid-cap index added almost 0.4% and small-cap index remained flat with the negative bias a short while ago. With Intikhab, Ishwara Rainigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The IMD has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka. The Met Department has also forecast heavy rainfall over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan and Goa. Similar conditions are also likely to prevail over Maharashtra, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. IMD also predicted thunderstorm conditions with lightning over Lakshadweep, Madhya Pradesh, Orisha and Telangana. And in sports, in men's cricket, Australia were 36 for 1 in 9.5 overs against India in the second ODI of the three-match series at Adelaide when reports last came in. Earlier, India has set a target of 265 runs against Australia. Rohit Sharma scored 73 runs and Shreyas Iyer hit half-century. Hitman Rohit Sharma made his 59th ODI half-century. With this, he has become the first Indian cricketer to score 1,000 ODI runs against Australia in Australia, excluding World Cups. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup 2025, India will take on New Zealand at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai this afternoon at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Whoever loses this game will be out of the tournament. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes equal opportunities for every section of society as key to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat. Campaigning gains momentum in Bihar Assembly polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with BJP NDA workers under Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program this evening. Mahagathbandhan names Rashtriya Janata Dal leader Tejaswi Yadav as its chief ministerial candidate for Bihar Assembly elections. Domestic equity market Sensex surges over 700 points in the afternoon trade while Nifty advances 26,000 mark. International Court of Justice asks Israel to uphold human rights and cooperate with United Nations for civilian relief in Gaza. And with that, we end the midday news.